There, see, she noticed what was missing.
Can't be official without the
devil. That's right.
Explain Nancy.
A sign of authority, huh? Thanks. All right. Call to order the August 8th meeting of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Okay, the first item, and again, we have two members that are not members, not present today, but we do have a quorum of three. So the first item is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, next item is approval of the minutes, and it looks like we have 2 minutes we have to approve, one for the June 6th regular meeting, and one for the June 18th regular meeting, or special meeting. So let's go ahead and look at the June 6th regular meeting first. And are there any changes recommended? Okay, is there a motion to approve the June 6th?
I motion we approve the June 6th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, special meeting for June 18th. Are there any recommended changes?
No.
Okay, all in, all right, is there a motion
so,
to?
So moved.
Second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number 4 is public comments. I know we have a couple folks here, and I assume you're all here for item 6 on the Curie Estates sign and so forth. Is there anybody not here for that particular one that wants to address?
You want to let them go now?
Council? I think we're going to. Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, hearing none, we'll close public comments. Old business is parking. Again, a very quick summary. We made a recommendation to the council that, you know, regarding parking, and in particular having to do with Section 19, which requires a public hearing, and that primarily had to do with the number of cars that could be parked on a piece of property. It was approved to go to public hearing. During the public hearing, I guess there were sufficient questions, and it was then sent back to P&Z with the questions. I've talked to the commission members here, and what I did is I talked to several of the council members to try to get a feel as to where they were on the general support for the number of cars parked, and there were a number of the council members that felt that as long as it's on somebody's property, people could park as many cars as they want there. So, and that's a concern to me because, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time. My own personal feelings, I don't want to spend a lot of time on something that inevitably will again be turned down by the council. So I think it's important for the Planning and Zoning Commission to have at least a general feeling of support from the council before we spend a lot of time on things. So given that I had at least three comments that questioned whether they even wanted to go forward with this, I would recommend that we table this item. Again, we have 2 missing members here, and I think this is a fairly significant and thing for the full commission to discuss. But I would like to recommend tabling the item, but at the same time we're tabling the item, ask for specific direction from the council regarding whether they want to pursue this particular issue or not. So that would be my motion.
And I'll second that.
Okay, we have a question.
Discussion.
Discussion. Sure. No, it's discussion, so we've got it.
Discussion. I was going to ask you if you had any comments.
I do.
Okay.
I'm not privy to the conversations the chairman has had. I will note that during the June 19th meeting, and when I was sitting next to you, they seemed very positive about that text amendment to Chapter 19. I do think that most of the issues that are outlined in this agenda can be easily resolved, and I would ask you to keep this in mind because it may be a talking point that may affect how the council members look at this. And that is simply this. Right now, we propose it as a Chapter 19 zoning amendment, meaning that some of the issues that came up, grandfathered, how do you enforce it, who's going to enforce it. My knee jerk was, if there was a consensus by council to follow this recommendation, rewrite it, take it out of Chapter 19, and put it in Chapter 10 with the rest of the parking regulations we just rewrote. that resolves completely any potential grandfathering issues and makes enforcement up to the police department. So, and I think that's a very easy task to do. So when you're talking to council, trying to get a consensus, you might want to offer that different approach. See how, if that addresses any of their concerns.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to amend the motion then, to say that we take advice of council and look at proposing to city council that we look at moving that to 10 and trying to resolve the issues that came up public meeting through doing that.
As I would agree with that amendment as the motion maker. Would the second agree with that amendment? Okay. And again, yes, I absolutely agree that, you know, when it's presented to the council about what a recommendation is for tabling that, that specifically be addressed to the council. And so they can then give us advice, given that particular option, as to whether they want us to pursue this or not. Okay, so that's the motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes. You'll be the conduit for getting that information from the council?
It's going to at the next public hearing, or not public hearing, but at the next council meeting, that'll be presented to the council as specifically with the request for feedback.
And you'll be at there.
And I will be there, yes.
Thank you.
Now, there's a special meeting tomorrow,
okay,
but we can't, that's not on their agenda, so it has to be at the regular council meeting. Okay?
The meeting tomorrow is just going to be about parking, identifying a lot of spaces
right
here in Allen Arbor. Feedback from the HOAs, parking on one side of the street, putting it back in their lap. You want parking, you tell us where you want the parking, and then we can adjust accordingly.
Right.
So this will not be on the topic.
Okay, so
the number of vehicles on the lot.
All right. So, before we take a vote on the motion, I have to say that I'm all in favor of doing what we certainly suggested, so I'm not recommending anything different. It's just I think we need to go through this process before we spend a lot of time on it. All right. All in favor, say aye to the motion.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. New business is a request from Curie Estates HOA to erect signs in the parking lot. So, the history of this is that as the chair of the Planning Commission, I was sent a request by the HOA, and of course then I passed it on to the to have it put on our agenda, so that's how it appeared on our agenda. Maybe the starting point, I mean, how do you want to start with this? You want to start with,
can I,
do you have a presentation at all? Or?
Well, excuse me, but
yeah.
How is it the same side as the
Do you mind if I get started, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
go
yeah
ahead, yes, go right ahead. Apologize. All right.
Can you identify yourself, sir?
Beach boy.
So we're all pretty casual tonight, too.
Yeah, it's casual. Curious States HOA is being represented tonight by Mr. Byron Ashbridge, Mr. Ben Woods there. Mr. Woods came to me probably been 4 months ago about the parking lot at the edge of Curie Village Way and Port Fisher Boulevard, and the purpose of the meeting was to identify different ways they could discourage adjacent HOAs from using their beach access crossover. We talked about gaining the access off as other HOAs have done and different remedies, and he brought it back to his HOA and they decided that they wanted to pursue changing signage around designated parking spaces, and the first part of which they're going to start with the landscaping of the area. So they put together a nice little plan, they brought it to me, and I proceeded to issue the landscaping permit. And at the time, there was also the sign rendering that you have in your packet there that he said they were not doing at this point in time. I said, okay, well, that's a separate permit anyway for a sign. Let's worry about that when y'all are ready to put it in. That was the last time I thought about it. Fast forward, they did the landscaping. Turned out beautiful. Looks really nice. User-friendly and low maintenance. Mr. Wood came in and asked us for the sign permit to install those signs that you have in front of you. I decided I probably better check into the ordinance a little bit, and that's when I realized that they could not put that sign up there pursuant to the ordinance. Mr. Wood said, well, the HOA across the street has the same size sign. That's how we designed this thing. That's what we're wanting to put up. And a side note, the sign they removed was comparable in size, and so what they're trying to do is pretty much the same. So at that point in time, I didn't really have a choice other than to recommend them coming to you with a text amendment or even just emailing you guys to express their concern with this and possibly look for some help and some changes to the ordinance. And they asked for my guidance and what I thought could happen. And I referred to them section 19-373 in our ordinance, which has to do with exceptions to the sign ordinance.
Do we have that in front of us, or do we have it?
Yeah, I got it.
It's page 1258. It talks about flags, real estate signs, yard sale signs, church property signs, which are cannot exceed 32 square feet, residential monumental signs, political signs, historically significant signs. To me, it would be a simple addition into our exceptions to allow something like this. Virtually every HOA in town has these signs, and doing some checking, very few of them are compliant with our sign ordinance. The one across the street, which is Seaview, that's actually zoned B3, and that's why they're allowed to have that sign placed there in the first place. The adjacent neighborhood, Sea-Watch, is not permitted to have the signs that they have there, but they're non-conforming, and so they're okay. Mm-hmm. Did I explain everything pretty accurately there?
So you're recommending that we add a paragraph to the exceptions versus trying to approve an exception with the existing exceptions?
I think this is going to be a reoccurring issue. As signs are updated or changed around, to me that would be the simplest way to allow this. It's something that I don't have to see good.
Is it approximately the same size as a village?
It's comparable to the Seaview signage across the street. It's a little bit larger than the village.
Okay.
I brought for
the other commissioner the pictures of what exists for Curry Village signage in front of their parking to show them what is already there. And that's what my feeling is, that since they have it, I didn't see. But I have to admit, I wasn't aware of what you've just brought up.
And certainly, as John and I talked about the specifics of the signage, we got into my proposal included the signage being placed on 6x6s. And he informed me that if I did that, I would have to get a camera permit to do 6x6s. So we in turn changed the sign. At that time, the initial inquiry, the sign had not been built. So had we known that it was 6 square feet or whatever, we might have changed, certainly been able to change the sign. But after he reviewed it and we talked about those kind of particulars, I felt we were good to go. So when I came back in the middle of July to get my sign permit, I was like kind of blown away that, well, let me check the zone. It's right all day, and I'm thinking, well, where did this come from? And so that's kind of where we are. And I will certainly admit that you're only going to see our signs coming basically down Curry Village Way, and we're not in the town right away. We're going to have it in
right,
the property
yeah.
budding.
It's going to be on your where your landscape back where your landscaping
right.
is.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Which is very nicely done. I have to thank you. I have to compliment you all for the job you did.
So the thought is a larger sign will help you keep folks from parking in your area.
Parking and people, I guess the renters in Seaview, even though they have their own access and they have walkways right to it, if you're living on Curry Village Way, you're going to come right down and go straight across.
Yeah, we know this isn't a total solution, but we also hope it'll empower our own residents to be able to then be more comfortable in pointing out to others.
Well, that is what I was going to say, because signs don't really prevent much. Yeah. In my experience, today, you have to enforce it.
Particularly with the Seaview townhome renters, many of them honestly don't know. They know they have a beach access, and they see a nice parking lot across the street. They see us walking that way and just follow. This way, again, at least we can point out that this is for curious things.
And you have a sign. It's just not very large.
No, they don't.
Well, we did have a very small
sign. That's what I thought.
Tucked on the left.
But it's gone now, right, with the landscaping.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And these will go on both sides.
Right. Yes, inside the landscape. Yes.
Say again what you would your recommendation be. Now, would this recommendation help a lot of the non-conforming signs? Would it bring everybody into compliance?
As I said, it's going to be coming up as signs are updated or changed.
Should. Yeah.
And a simple fix to me would just be to add something into the list of exceptions that precludes HOA, designated HOA common areas.
Okay. Yeah. But we'd have to give a size limit and some other characteristics. I mean, you can have an exception, you just can't make an exception. So.
Sure.
What's the overall height of this? Is it the 44 inches? Is the total height of this thing?
I think that's correct.
Okay, and then that includes the post?
Overall height from grade says 6 feet on the handout.
6 feet from, I see, 6 feet from grade.
Yeah.
So if you
So to just give you a point of reference in B3, which is directly across the street at Seaview, they're allowed to have a 14 foot tall sign.
Yeah, because that's a B, feet. Right, that's a.
Yeah. Is that what? Grandfather?
No, sir.
That's
business residential.
No, the business,
If you do the multiplication in terms of footage, you got a 6 foot for 72 times 44 inches. Well, what's the total square footage of the sign now?
Roughly 24 square feet.
24 square feet.
Is it one or two?
Two.
One on each side.
Right? And they're mirrored.
Right.
Created to mirror each other. John maybe suggested 30 square feet. As not being particular to our sign, but just all inclusive of anybody else coming forward.
I think the church reference is 32.
Church reference is 32 square feet. Seaview is right at around 24 square feet. Seawatch is around 24 square feet. I did not measure any other signs. I'm not talking about the archway over the access. I'm talking about that neighborhood sign into the Seawatch Way.
Does the Curry Legacy have one? I don't think they have one.
They do have one.
Okay.
They have a public access with really small signage on there.
Yeah, well, they have the gate, which helps them. So,
do you plan on having any exterior light onto this? I mean, this is a wood sign, right? So
yes. We have in budget. We went over budget, so I'll leave that up to Charlie.
No.
we were thinking of. We don't have any power on our lights, but I bought a couple of. Solar lights for my home, just to have on there if it would work out once we have them in. I've got them with me. If we get to install, we'll certainly see what people think. Leave them up a week. I'm fine with nothing.
But more of a landscape light approach.
Right.
Yes. Do any of the other signs you've referenced have exterior light?
Seawatch.
Seaview and Seawatch.
Yeah, ours do.
Okay.
Seaview has backlighting behind there. Letters and Seawatch has ground level projecting light.
So if we were to, go with a recommendation to add a section for the exceptions, the issue is height, the issue is square footage, and the issue would be lighting. Okay, that I would certainly recommend only exterior lighting. You know, I mean that you can't have any interior lit signs. Certainly,
would an issue be materials.
Wood. I think everybody has wood, don't they?
Necessarily, some other areas.
You could do metal. You could do anything.
You could do metal, okay. But
you could do anything.
But certainly, it would have to be exterior lit, not interior lit.
Yeah, PVC compound.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and to me, the issue, I guess, if we were to recommend this, is do you want to have a 30 square foot limit? I think a 6 foot height would be plenty. But do you want a 30 square foot or you want a 25 square foot limit?
Well, if you'll take a look at page 1262 and that ordinance real quick, and see the sign schedule and see how every residential Well, every residential zoning is restricted from all signs virtually. So, I mean, it would help all.
Which paragraph?
1262.7.
And this would only be for HOAs, a single HOA.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
A single HOA sign then, right?
When you say single.
I looked for that, but I didn't look in the right area.
What do you mean when you say single?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. So if
you're contemplating too.
Because if, well, it's backside, so we usually wouldn't say a single.
It's not backside, I don't believe it's.
No, it's just two different signs.
Oh, I didn't
realize.
Like
it's the same as what the village had, it's on either side.
Well, it's like this.
Yeah, right. So they're looking as you come in.
Presents a driveway green.
With the taser that goes in between. Not for the record.
Next in.
Yeah.
Can we do this in 10 things?
Well, we don't actually. We normally.
Well, that's what I was asking, if they would fit within an existing exception, but they don't. So I think the only way we could do it is to have. But because this is section 19, so this could be done without public hearing, right?
Did it have to go to? Did you review and council public?
It would have to go to public hearing.
I think council.
Another one.
What's your time frame on this? You've got the sign, or you haven't made the sign yet? You're looking.
No, it's made.
It's made and paid for.
Made and paid for. Now you just
$2,800.
So we'd have to give them exception. We'd have to make the text amendment, which then has to go to council. Is there any way that we can?
The ordinance sets out that procedure for text amendments in Chapter 19. You could giddy it up on your end with a special meeting. Council, if it was so inclined, could giddy it up with the understanding that if they have a public hearing, they got a published notice. But
well, we could
approve.
We could, in theory, write the language and recommend that it go to public hearing to the council. That could be presented at the next council.
You could do that, but you still got to wrestle with a consistency statement because it's Chapter 19, and I didn't see all this coming, so none of that's been done.
Right. Okay. I'm certainly in favor of some sort of an exception for HOAs that's very, very clearly specified in terms of, you know, quality materials and height limit and size and exterior lighting and all that sort of thing. I think the language has to be written carefully for this sort of thing. So what I would recommend is that maybe we could have the our attorney direct the attorney to maybe come up with some initial language for this.
I'd sure like to review a draft by Mr. Batten.
Yeah, and because this is really an exception and it doesn't fit, I'm not inclined to giddy up it, as you said, you know, personally. I think this is something that, you know, we should go through our normal process, given that, you know, technically it's non-conforming now. So, you know, I don't think we should speed up the process, but I think we should not delay up the process. That'd be my own opinion. So,
when it comes to zoning text amendments, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
It's all laid out.
Have somebody have a billboard.
Yeah. So anyway, just to kind of give a sense of what we're talking for time, it would be next month before we have the language back from that we could talk about. Then after we would approve it, then it would be the following council meeting, which occurs about 2 weeks afterwards, I think it is. And what they would have to do then is, if they feel it's good, then they would have to set a public hearing for that. And that public hearing probably, I assume, would be probably before the next council meeting. So it'd probably be another 2.5 months, I'm guessing.
Pursuant to ordinance, but more importantly, and that's also pursuant to the general statute. So there's no wiggle room. You got to jump through those
loops. And there's no discussion on moving the P&Z meeting for September because it is the Wednesday after Labor Day. So everybody's fine with that?
Well, I guess we probably should have put that on. Well, it is number 8 next meeting.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, so you're not in favor of trying to do a special meeting, have council do something, then have a special meeting later this month to go over this so we could get it to council next month, the next meeting? Is that not?
Well, no, we still can't speed it up with the council because we'd have to have a special meeting the next week.
We only need to speed up our side. Well, council can, it's because public hearing.
Even with a special meeting, they still wouldn't get to it until the September meeting.
No good deed goes unrewarded.
We arrived tonight thinking that we could approve this sign, but instead we're going to amend the text. Is it still possible, if we like this sign, to approve it and then work on the text for all other signs?
No, because it just can't do.
Yeah. It's non-conforming.
It's not even non-conforming. It's unauthorized. So, I mean, they bring an application in. There's nothing to cover it under Chapter 19. The application gets denied. So they need a text amendment to create an exemption so that when they apply, the approval can be forthcoming. So
it wasn't possible tonight anyway?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to make sure.
The purpose of me is, or the purpose of them putting on the agenda is exactly what just transpired, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
I'd be happy to draft the language and present it to the attorney.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be my motion, is to actually have John and the attorney work on the language and then have that on our agenda for the next P&Z meeting in September. Okay. Is there a second to that?
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Sorry about the speed of business here.
Thank you guys for taking the effort to go through this and do it right. Really appreciate that.
Appreciate your office.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're making it better for everybody.
That's it. That's it for sure. Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Thank you. All right. Any member items?
Did you all need anything else to talk about this, or you're fine?
Okay. You're fine with that? Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, again, you might want to stick around to hear when we're going to have our next P&Z meeting, because we might change it a little bit once we get to number 8, but that'll be very quick here. So, any member items?
Not present.
Next meeting.
Nope.
Okay. Next meeting is officially scheduled for when?
The 5th.
Wednesday, September 5th.
September 5th. And the 4th is Labor Day, right?
The third is Labor Day.
So the question is, do we want to hold it on the 5th, or do we want to change it? Now, again, coming back to that, what's the requirement for the time between the P&Z meeting and the council meeting that it can appear on the next council meeting's agenda? Is it 10 days or 2 weeks?
Frankly, I don't recall council's meeting days, but if they're going to do a public hearing, they're going to have to publish notice. I believe the notice gets published twice. The first publication being not less than 10, no more than 25, but you also have to account for the newspaper's deadline.
But we're not talking about a public hearing, because what we're talking about here is
council, but that
would be the September council meeting, putting it on a public hearing and notifying after the September public hearing. What I'm talking about is, to if we're proposing something, how long before it appears on the...
If we adopt it on the 5th.
If we adopt on the 5th.
Can they take it the next...
Can they take it on the September meeting?
Yeah. You know,
can
we take it?
Okay. And that means then the public hearing would be in October.
That's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that,
Is it? Yeah, see what I'm saying? Okay, so... But to publish the agenda for the council, there's a time frame for that. That's got to be published, I think, a week ahead of time? Is it for...
When is council September meeting?
Third Tuesday in September.
That'd be
18th.
Yeah,
we're going to
get this
thing
out as fast as we can.
Yeah.
If you're going
to
get on the 5th, you got a lot of time.
So,
council's already aware of it.
Yeah. Are we three going to be here on the 5th? Because we only need a quorum. Are you going to be here on the 5th?
I'm planning on being here. I haven't even thought about it, really.
I'm going to be here. We know we're going to have a quorum. So.
So we don't want to. Okay, so we'll keep the meeting for September scheduled on the 5th then. Okay. All right. Any further items to talk about? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Would we be required to come back on the 5th?
I would recommend that you do, because we have two members that aren't here tonight that may have questions and stuff like that too.
And the text amendment may come up with something that you are going, whoa, that, you know. So let's see what that's.
Remote risk of that,
And again, as a text amendment, it's not specifically to address your particular sign, because a text amendment then would apply to everybody, all the HOAs. So, you know, you might have some insights from an HOA perspective in general too. So, I certainly recommend that you come to of September. So, all right, motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good.
Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Rob, I keep remembering to call you and...